The doctrine was fairly straightforward, but the devil was in the details. There were no Catholics, Episcopalians, or Mormons. The county was heavily Baptist, but they were a fractured bunch. The Pentecostals were in second place, and evidently they had fought with themselves as much as the Baptists. In 1974, I'd begun my epic adventure to visit every church in Ford County. The first had been the Calvary Full Gospel, a rowdy Pentecostal assemblage on a gravel road 2 miles out of town. As advertised, the service began at 10:30, and I found a spot on the back pew as far away from the action as I could get. I was greeted warmly, and word spread that a bona fide visitor was present. I did not recognize anyone there. Preacher Bob wore a white suit, navy shirt, white tie, and his thick black hair was wound around and plastered tightly at the base of his skull. People started hollering when he was giving the announcements. They waved their hands and shouted during a solo. When the sermon finally began an hour later, I was ready to leave. It lasted for 55 minutes and left me confused and exhausted. At times, the building shook with folks stomping the floor. Windows rattled as they were overcome with the Spirit and yelled upward. Preacher Bob laid hands on 3 sick folks suffering vague diseases, and they claimed to be healed. At one point, a deacon stood and, in an astounding display, began uttering something in a tongue I had never heard. He clenched his fist, closed his eyes tightly, and let loose with a steady, fluent flow of words. It was not an act. He wasn't faking. After a few minutes, a young girl in the choir stood and began translating into English. It was a vision God was sending through the deacon. There were those present with unforgiven sins. "Repent!" Preacher Bob shouted, and heads ducked. What if the deacon was talking about me? I glanced around and noticed that the door was locked and guarded by 2 more deacons. Things finally ran out of gas, and 2 hours after I sat down, I bolted from the building. I needed a drink. I wrote a pleasant little report about my visit to Calvary Full Gospel and ran it on the religion page. I commented on the warm atmosphere of the church, the lovely solo by Miss Helen Hatcher, the powerful sermon by Preacher Bob, and so on. Needless to say, this proved to be very popular. At least twice a month I went to church. I sat with Miss Callie and Esau and listened to the Reverend Thurston Small preach for 2 hours and 12 minutes. I timed every sermon. The briefest was delivered by Pastor Phil Bish at the United Methodist Church of Caraway, 17 minutes. That church also got the award for being the coldest. The furnace was broken. It was January, and that may have helped shorten the sermon. I sat with Margaret at the First Baptist Church in Clanton and listened to Reverend Millard Stark give his annual sermon on the sins of alcohol. With bad timing, I had a hangover that morning, and Stark kept looking at me. I found the Harvest Tabernacle in the back room of an abandoned service station in Beech Hill, and I sat with 6 others as a wild-eyed doomsayer named Peter the Prophet yelled at us for almost an hour. My column that week was quite brief. The Clanton Church of Christ had no musical instruments. The band was based on scripture, it was later explained to me. There was a beautiful solo, which I wrote about at length. There was also no emotion whatsoever in the service. For a contrast, I went to the Mount Pisgah Chapel in Lowtown, where the pulpit was surrounded by drums, guitars, horns, and amplifiers. As a warm-up for the sermon, a full-blown concert was given, with the congregation singing and dancing. Miss Callie referred to Mount Pisgah as a lower church. On my list, number 64, was the Calico Ridge Independent Church, located deep in the hills in the northeastern part of the county. According to the Times archives, at this church in 1965, a Mr. Randy Bovey was bitten twice by a rattlesnake during a late Sunday night worship service. Mr. Bovey survived, and for a while the snakes were put away. The legend, however, flourished, and as my church notes column gained popularity, I was asked several times if I intended to visit Calico Ridge. I plan to visit every church, was my standard reply. They don't like visitors, Baggy warned me. I had been greeted so warmly in each church, black or white, large or small, town or country, that I could not imagine Christian folks being rude to a guest. And they weren't rude at Calico Ridge, but they weren't too happy to see me either. I wanted to see the snakes, but from the safety of the back row. I went on a Sunday night primarily because legend held that they did not take up the serpents during daylight hours. I searched the Bible in vain for this restriction. There was no sign of any serpents. There were a few fits and convulsions below the pulpit as the preacher exhorted us to come forth and moan and groan in sin. The choir chanted and hummed to the beat of an electric guitar and a drum, and the meeting took on the spookiness of an ancient tribal dance. I wanted to leave, especially since there were no snakes. Late in the service, I caught a glimpse of a face I'd seen before. It was a very different face. Thin, pale, gaunt, topped with grayish hair. I couldn't place it, but I knew it was familiar. The man was seated in the second row from the front, on the other side of the small sanctuary, and he seemed out of touch with the chaos of the worship service. At times he appeared to be praying, then he would sit while everyone else was standing. Those around him seemed to accept him and ignore him at the same time. He turned once and looked directly at me. It was Hank Hooten, the ex-lawyer who'd shot up the town in 1971. He had been taken in a straitjacket to the state mental hospital, and a few years later, there'd been a rumor that he had been released. No one had seen him, though. For 2 days after that, I tried to track down Hank Hooten. My calls to the state mental hospital went nowhere. Hank had a brother in Shady Grove, but he refused to talk. I snooped around Calico Ridge, but typically, no one there would utter a word to a stranger like me.